Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when a child drops his stuffed bear only to have it thrown right back at him again? Dad says you must be dreaming. He does not think so.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, love to hear your ghost stories. You can call 24-7 855-853-4802 and share your real ghost stories with us. Tony and Tom with you on today's edition of the program. I'd be a little bit freaked out, too, if my stuffed animals were flying and had minds of their own.
And, of course, the parent, it never happened kind of thing. And the poor kid's like, it did. I saw it.
I always love it where parents are like, it just must be your imagination when there's weird things that happen. I wish I had an imagination that was as good as, like, paranormal things. And I could, right? And those sort of must be your imagination type things that parents would throw out there were actually my imagination. That would be one hell of imagination. But unfortunately, some of these things are actually real. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone call. Hi.
Hey there. I just did a 10-hour drive. And your show scared the shit out of me and kept me awake. That was pretty nice. And I do have a story. I don't know if it's ghostly or not, but it happened when I was about 3 years old, if you can believe that. I can remember that really vividly. And it was in our family home in Topanga Canyon, Los Angeles. And my dad and my mom had their room on the second story. It's giving me chills talking. It's not that scary, really. But anyway, so they're at the second story. They have their master bedroom up there. And my mom was out of town or something like that. But my dad was like, hey, we'll move the TV up there and you can watch TV and, you know, we can hang out because I'm still sleeping in the room. It had to be like 3 or 4. And I had this stuffed animal that was very near and dear to my heart. My dad always went to Japan and worked over there, and he brought it back for me for one trip. And I had to be older. I had to be around maybe 6 then. So I had this bear. I loved it. Brought the TV up, watching TV. It's great. I have the bear with me on the bed while my dad's asleep. He's just letting me stay up and, you know, party while my mom's out of town, basically. And at some point, I touch my bear, whose name was Sheppy. So Sheppy falls on the ground, and I go to reach it and pick it up, and something picked it up, took it to one side of the room, and threw it across the other side of the room. Something caught it there, and then it threw it back to the other side where it started, and then it threw it right back on the ground in front of me. And I'm getting, maybe it's because I'm so exhausted right now. It's almost 4 a.m. I'm driving. I'm getting scared shitless saying this. I got so scared in the moment as a child, and I rushed over to my dad and I woke him up and I said, Dad, you wouldn't believe what just happened. I told him the whole thing. They're thrown across the room. Sheffy's there. And he goes, you're sleeping. You're just sleeping. You're dreaming. And I know to this day that I was not dreaming. That really happened. And I am a very spiritual person. I do a lot of psychedelics, or I haven't in a moment here, but I venture into that whole world a lot in different ways. Like, I feel like I connect my dad, who's passed now, through, you know, spiritual stuff. But that instance is unexplainable to me, and I don't. It wasn't a dream.
One other thing I want to add to that story, which was funny, is later on, I was with my friends in their mom's car. So it's like a, you know, car full of kids, and we're like three of us are in the back seat while she's driving. And they all started talking about like ghosts and stuff like this, you know, just start talking amongst kids, just, you know, stupid shit you say. And they're all saying, oh yeah, this happened to me one time. And I said, you know, this happened to me. And I told, you know, as a 6-year-old child or whatever it was. And I told them the story, and all of them just started saying, oh, one time, all my, you know, toys got thrown out the window and we're just making shit up. And I, even as a young child, being like, you guys are fucking lying. I just knew it in my head. I'm like, you guys suck. Like, I'm being honest. Like, I'm telling the truth. Something really weird happened. And they're like, you know, being big liars. So anyways, probably unneeded element to it, but yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
That's why you just don't talk to children in general. You know, when I was a kid, kids would do it. Kids still do it to this day. When you try and tell them a story, they try and one-up you. And then you got to look at them in the eyes and go, you fucking suck. Shut up. No one wants to hear your bullshit, you stupid kid. And then you just walk away.
But that's nice. That's nice. I love how the fact that, number one, this guy's driving and listening to the podcast scared the shit out of him in his own words. And then just telling the story, you could hear in his voice, like, whatever this thing was or this event was, yeah, scared the crap out of him and still shakes him to this day.
And was dismissed by his dad, but he remembers it. I mean, and it's more than just like what I was thinking. I thought, you know, it was on the ground and got tossed back. It was like a whole, like, almost like a basketball play. Like, it goes over there, gets tossed back over here, then lands over there. Like, that's quite a tossing of the stuffed bear.
Yeah, that's pretty freaky. It's not like something just sliding across the floor, which in, you know, itself is scary enough, but something's flying around and being tossed back and forth. I'd be so out of there. I can't even tell you.
That is, yeah, that is very creepy. And to still have that to this day and have that memory. I get it. I mean, it's rare that I get scared, but I get, if I was telling that story and that happened to me and it was 4 a.m. and I was by myself, I would be a little weirded out too, thinking, well, it happened once. What's, you know, to say something's not going to happen again just by, right, by bringing up the idea of it. I don't know. Very good story. Thank you for sharing that. If you got a ghost story you want to share with us, you can do so. Give us a call. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Even though, try it for 3 days free on Apple Podcasts right now. And get in on all of the extras. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.